Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall here from thehealthyamerican.org. I think you can see my little kitty cat. Oh, she was just here with me. I'm filming outdoors. Yes, I'm wearing sunglasses. I do have eye sensitivity. And I just wanted to bring you this message this morning. And it is Tuesday, August 6th. I want to thank all of you who have been supporting me at thehealthyamerican.org. I try to read all of the messages that come in, and also, you know, the YouTube messages, and I want to let you know that I could not do this without you. It is all hands on deck. We all have a different role to play, and I know that some of you are out there on the front lines. I know that some of you are at the keyboard sending letters. I know that some of you are picking up the phone. I know that some are sending financial support. Some are going to rallies. And it's important that you take action, because action is going to help bring you out of despair. And it's very easy to be despairing because we are in a battle. This is a type of revolution. And the enemy seeks to wear us down, with all of these confusing orders and new and different requirements and just the onslaught of information. And many of you answered my message yesterday where I said, why are all these people suddenly wearing masks? And I know many of you are like, Peggy, where have you been? But what is strange to me is here's what we're told, that the masks protect other people, right? Isn't that the thing, that you don't wear it for yourself? You wear it for others. Now, I don't have TV, but every once in a while, I'll see an advertisement or a billboard or something will pop up online. And this is the meme, that you're a good person and you're protecting others. Well, follow me here. If you are wearing a mask to protect others, why in the world are you wearing a mask walking by yourself in a park with a big old bandana? You're not even next to anybody. So the whole argument of that you're protecting other people doesn't even hold water, because why are you out walking your dogs with a bandana on, a mask, obscuring your facial features? So let's say that I was robbed, and what am I going to say to the police? Oh, a description of the robber. Let's see. The robber was wearing a mask, a man or woman. I don't know. What did they look like? I don't know. Yeah, it's ridiculous. This is beyond ridiculous. It's actually absurd. It's absurd and it's illegal. And I am now consulting with individuals. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm helping with education. People have been contacting me to ask me to help them prepare to go before these county boards and these health hearings, because they have a backbone and they are standing up to these egregious, you know, it's kind of like criminal, like a crime syndicate, right? They're sending out these individuals to give them violations for violations that don't even exist. They'll give them a laundry list of, oh, well, you're not keeping your operation sanitary. And we're like, how do you define that? So I'm helping individuals with this because I will not stand for this kind of hypocrisy. And it is really important that we all live our values. Now, something that you've been helping me with, and I really, somebody's leaving a comment saying that they're told it's the Christian thing to do to wear a mask. Well, this Wednesday, I'm going to be speaking with Pastor Tim in Murrieta, California. He has a podcast, which is like a live video podcast, and it will be at his church, and we are actually going to speak about these demonic devices, as I call them. These are demonic devices. They are not of God. If God, and I know people are going to say, well, Peggy, you're wearing glasses. God gave you eyes and you're wearing glasses. Yeah, that's right. Because glasses are necessary. A mask is not necessary. That's the whole problem here, is it's not necessary. If it was necessary, we would have been doing it for years. The last flu season, you know, 20 years ago, the flu that was even worse and all of, you don't even get a flu in the summer. Even if flu exists in the way that we're told that it does. I'll be having a conversation on that soon. But I am going to be speaking with Pastor Tim, who has also studied this, and he has evidence that the mask wearing, as I've called it, is a Luciferian ritual. Many of you are already on to this. I know I don't even like, we're told not to have anything to do with the deeds of darkness, which is why I'm not going on the Dr. Phil show. My legal counsel has said to decline that invitation, so I will respectfully decline that invitation at this time. But they wanted to talk about the mask, and it is not something I'm going to participate in. We are called to expose the evildoers, all right? In Ephesians, I believe it's 5:11 says, don't have anything to do with the deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. You bring them to the light. And that's what I'm going to be doing on Wednesday. We're going to be speaking exactly on this. Now, one other thing, friends. Yes, and more and more pastors are starting to open up to and understand this. And there are many false teachers, unfortunately, which will, that's called the wolf in sheep's clothing. And we also need to be aware of that. The other thing I wanted to say is thank you so much, everyone, who has watched my videos on the Message to Sprouts, the Message to Sprouts Leadership. And I know many of you still are saying, Peggy, why are you calling for these special shopping hours? It's ridiculous. I don't want to shop at a certain hour. I want to shop whenever I want to. Well, you can shop whenever you want to now if you wear a mask. That's the whole thing, is I don't want to shop with other people wearing masks. I do not want to be exposed. I do not even want my soul to be exposed to this Luciferian ritual. Also, standing in a circle, 6 feet apart, yeah, we're going to be exposing all of that. This is not by design. It's not by accident. It is by design, I should say. It is not by accident. Many religious, you know, Muslims cover their face. I lived in Morocco for many years. Many people wore a veil because it was their religious expression. And you know, I'm actually one of those people that believe your religious expression is protected by civil law. And if you want to cover your face for religious reasons, or, you know, pierce your ears or wear a funny hat, if that is your religion, that's what you want to do. I don't want to do it. And I want to practice my spiritual beliefs the way I want to. But the fact of the matter is, these stores like Sprouts, what I want them to admit is that, yes, they discriminate. I want them to change their website to say we don't discriminate. And I want them to put on their website that we are prejudiced, that we actually discriminate against healthy people. You know, forget the religion and disability. We discriminate against healthy people. We only serve sick people wearing masks who are spreading germs. And somebody pointed out, and I thank you for this, to even stop giving energy and attention to the word mask and mask-free and maskless. I agree. I'm healthy. I'm healthy, period. I am healthy. I'm healthy. That's why it's called the healthy American. Healthy in body, in mind, in spirit, okay? All of those things have to do with your health. Sprouts and Mothers and, you know, friends across the country and the world, you can fill in the blank with your grocery store. Actually, they're discriminating against healthy people. If I was sick, and I haven't been sick for 25 years, but if I were sick, I would have my husband go to the store for me. I certainly wouldn't feel like shopping, and I wouldn't want to cough on anyone or sneeze on anyone. We are rational, responsible adults who are not going around sneezing on anyone or coughing on anyone. Even if the virus spreads the way that it says, even if it is a virus, even if, let's enter that little fairy tale for a while that there's a virus that can be spread by sneezing and all of that. Even if the evidence even says you have to be in close proximity with someone for 15 minutes. And you have to be actively, you know, coughing and sneezing and all of that. I haven't seen that. So Sprouts and Mothers and Menards, I've heard, is really horrible, and Smart and Final and all of these. Actually, I mean, things change so quickly, I need to change as well. They are discriminating against healthy people. And we want them to declare that. They need to say in a press conference and in a newspaper ad and on their website, attention, attention, Americans, we only allow sick Americans in this store wearing masks that are filled with germs, that are violating EPA standards because they're carrying around hazardous toxic medical waste on their face. Yes, arrest the town sneezer, someone wrote. You know, they are going to make being sick against the law. That's what this is working toward. And I'm sorry to tell you, you know, you've probably seen those sci-fi movies and read those books. I know when I was in high school, we had to read all those books where they killed people, which is horrible. I didn't even realize it was predictive programming back then. But it was all about that, where you were stoned I don't mean smoking pot. You were stoned to death. And they're going to start saying that healthy people spread illness and these healthy people need to be exterminated because they don't have a vaccine. I'm just telling you where it's going, friends. This is not about the mask. It's never been about the mask. I'm on record to say that. This is about freedom. This is about holding on to the shreds of our lawful society, which is being decimated quicker than I can make videos. I have an angel on my shoulder here. That brings me some comfort. I got my little kitty cat here, Elsie, that I rescued from Katrina 15 years ago. Just about this time of the year, that horrible, now I know more about weather and how it is created. But anyway, that was one of the most horrible hurricanes, and I went there to do animal rescue, and I brought back a few kitties with me. And the other thing I want to say is find some joy. Look at my beautiful kitty. She's having her little bath now. I really recommend that you find things in your life that bring you joy, like your kitty cats, having a delicious meal with friends, reaching out to someone, going for a walk. Here in Southern California, you know, go to the beach. Find those things that bring you joy. You can only take so much oppression. And those that are in that were in prison, that were in solitary confinement, I've read some of their readings and what happened to them. They would pray, they would go deep inside, they would have to find a way out of that oppression. So I really, actually, my message is one of hope. My message is one of encouragement. I really want to be a touchstone for you. I get my strength from God, and He called me to do this work. Many times I've said, you know, wouldn't it be nice to just walk my dog and go for a swim and, you know, read books and cook delicious meals? But no, I am putting my life on the line here, and it's important to do so. So, but I need your help. We're focusing on sprouts. If you go to YouTube, that's where all the information is right now. My YouTube channel, The Healthy American, Peggy Hall. If you can't stand going to YouTube, I agree with you. This actually video is being posted on YouTube and my website, thehealthyamerican.org. If you need help, that's where to reach me. And you have to jump through a couple of hoops to email me, and that's on purpose, but you can do it. And I've got links. Some of you guys are, you're just amazing. You're sending me the letters that you wrote to Sprouts. It doesn't help to send them to the customer service. Those people are robots. And I actually think they are robots. I think it's an automated response. Or partial robots or something. I'm going to put on the website, and I'm going to give you here the address. I think it's legal@sprouts.com. legal@sprouts.com. And you're going to, if you will, watch that video where I explain everything. It's the message to Sprouts leadership. And I explain that on their website, they have a non-discrimination policy that says we do not discriminate against people. We want them to have the full enjoyment of our facilities, which does not include Instacart. Instacart is more expensive. Even if it was free, it doesn't matter. They're discriminating against healthy people. So I need to make a new card that says, I am a healthy person. I do not spread disease. You are not allowed by law to kick me out of here. I'm not trespassing. Only people that are trespassing are those that are making a ruckus, that are, you know, shoplifting, that are harassing or abusing others, or they won't leave the premises after the store is closed. You're not trespassing. And my other thing that I'm going to do next is to make a video for all of the law enforcement. Stop calling us trespassers. We're not trespassing. We are healthy Americans going to buy food for our family. Is that against the law in the United States of America? If it is, just tell me and I'll stop going to the store, okay? If it is against the law for a healthy individual to access a business to buy food in order to stay alive, would you tell me that today and I'll stop making the videos, all right? You don't need to tell them you have a medical disability any longer. You don't need to tell them it's a religious thing. You tell them that you are an American citizen in a free country with the ability. Yes, it's a rant day Tuesday. Are you liking it? I don't like to go on the rants, you guys. I don't like doing the rants. But it has to be done. Is this the United States of America? I think I'm going to move to Venezuela where I might be able to find some groceries. How about North Korea? Can you still go shopping in North Korea? Probably. All right? I love you guys. You have to express your emotions. I'm doing it here rather than at the Sprouts checkout stand. Seriously, in the United States of America, a healthy person can't shop. Forget this wear a mask, don't wear a mask. I'm a healthy American. I have a right to your business establishment, free and unfettered, with free and equal access, period. You may not discriminate against me because I'm a human being. How about that? You like that? How you like that, Sprouts? If anybody wants to send this video to Sprouts, go right ahead. Legal@sprouts.com. I would like to have a video interview with this individual who is in charge of human resources and legal affairs at Sprouts. Would you come online? I am giving you now a public invitation to explain yourself. I just want you to explain yourself. I want you to say, we're changing the website to now say that we do discriminate. We don't want to be hypocrites any longer. So, yes, here we've got Chuck's Produce. We've got Mother's Market. All of these that actually pretend to be health food stores, that to me is the funniest one. That's why I'm focusing on them. Forget Smart and Final. That's filled with junk food. By the way, Smart and Final, you want me to wear a mask because I might spread illness? You're selling gigantic sizes of cheese puffs? You're selling aisles of candy bars, aisles of alcohol and cigarettes, and you're worried about me spreading illness? Oh, this is going to get fun, you guys. But you know what? I can't do it without you. I am like the one lonely voice in the wilderness here if you don't take action. So thank you for the hearts, the thumbs up, the shares. But what you need is to pick up the phone and say to the customer service, I want to speak to someone higher in your organization. I want to speak to your director of ethics. I want to speak to your regional managers. And I want to speak to your CEO. And I want to speak to your vice president in charge of legal affairs. Peggy Hall from The Healthy American is requesting of you to go public with your hypocrisy or to change your website to say that we discriminate, that we don't provide fair and equal enjoyment, and that we violate civil rights of the United States of America, and we violate the state rights in your state, and we violate just human ethical and moral rights. I want them to say it with their own words. Finally, after they say it, don't ever shop there again. I've never shopped there. I don't even care for the store. There's one around the corner. Never shop there, never will. And I hope that after they make this declaration, they go bankrupt. Why? Why am I saying that? Because they don't even have the courage to stand up in front of the American people and tell them that they discriminate against healthy Americans. We're giving you, Sprouts, we're giving you the opportunity. We came to you first because we thought you had integrity. We are coming to you first out of all of the retailers in the United States for you to do the right thing, to set the standard for the rest of the country. Now, are you going to man up, as we say? Are you going to have the courage? I'll use that word. Are you going to have the courage to do the right thing? Yeah. I know somebody pointed out that your senior leadership is all white. That was interesting. I didn't point that out. Many people have pointed out to me the lack of diversity on the Sprouts leadership. That, just out of curiosity, might be another thing to mention to their legal team. I personally don't care about people's skin color. I don't care about their age. I don't care about their gender. None of that matters to me. We are equal and valued individuals made by God of equal worth. Now, some people are sinning against God and sinning against humanity. And Sprouts, you have an opportunity right now to change that. Are you going to do so? Yeah, that's my question to you. Would you help me, everybody? I really appreciate you. Thank you. Yes, my little Elsie there. I need you to share this, please, far and wide. Would you watch it a couple of times to make sure that you get the message and then send it off to legal@sprouts.com? I am never stopping. I am never stopping. And I have a feeling you aren't either. Thank you. God bless you. See you soon.